first and foremost, you have to look at it as a design issue. Some will say it's a careless design. Central Florida was built really during the suburban boom of the 50s and 60s. So all the roads were built for drivers and not for walkers or bikers. And that's something that we're working on as a coalition of from an engineering side of looking at the planning and the engineering of the roads. Another big challenge here is, quite frankly, we're just not a walking culture or society. About a little over 1% of the people even walk to work in Central Florida. So when you're a driver, there's just not people out there walking. And when they are walking, quite frankly, you really just don't see them. And that's a huge challenge as well.
Well, Sergeant Ruth, would you describe us as a walking culture? Do you think that rings true? People just aren't really out walking that much?
No, they're not out walking that much. You have your runners and things like that, but nobody's walking to work. They're commuting. Now, eventually, they become a pedestrian once they get to their parking lot, parking garage, things of that nature, but usually a shorter walk. So we're basically a car-centric society. Mm-hmm. You look at just a sprawl of Central Florida. I personally live 30 miles away from where I work. Everybody drives. It's more convenient. And unfortunately, with the hustle and bustle, we want to move to work and from work as quickly as possible. And we're not paying attention.
So when you come to take a closer look at enforcement and trying to, you know, not just enforce the laws as they pertain to, you know, whether drivers should stop and give way to pedestrians, when and where they should do that, but is there an element of adjustment for the police officers or the sheriff's deputies involved to kind of getting their heads around the fact that pedestrians do have rights?
Absolutely, absolutely. We got to get our heads around that as law enforcement officers, as just commuters within our community. We have to understand that there are people walking, there are people on bicycles. We need to pay attention to that, keep them in mind.
Well, Vaughn, let me turn to you now. I want to ask you about your injury. Just can you walk us through what happened?
Yes. In Labor Day in 2012, I was hit by a Jeep crossing Rouse and 50. Mm-hmm. I had just gone off the Lynx bus with a new friend of mine, and we were crossing at a stoplight without a crosswalk. And a guy on his cell phone in a Jeep looked up, saw the light turn from red to green, probably didn't see us, and sped up and hit me and the other kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about your friend?
He is still alive. He was a little shorter, so he didn't get any head trauma, but he had his whole hip replaced. So
really?
He hurts every day while I don't hurt every day.
Do you remember much about the immediate aftermath of the accident?
I don't remember much at all, but what I was told is I had to relearn basically a lot of stuff. I had to relearn the alphabet. I learned how to walk again. I had to relearn a lot of stuff. It may have been easy because I had already learned it once, mm-hmm. but I still had to relearn a lot.
Was that frustrating?
I don't recall, but I'm guessing I was frustrated, but I didn't actually act out in frustration.
So how are you doing now? I mean, some 2 years on, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm starting school in the summer for at Valencia, so I'm doing decent.
Were you taking the bus? I mean, was that something you did every day? Would you describe yourself as a pedestrian leading up to that incident?
Yes. I didn't normally take the bus every day. My junior year, I took the bus a lot to school for ROTC and for the first half. And then after that, I just took my bike everywhere to school.
Now, what about your knowledge of how, you know, what the rules of the road are? Would you have described yourself as a savvy pedestrian, sort of knowing what your rights were and what your responsibilities were before that accident?
I didn't know as much as I do now. I don't say it was all my fault. I don't say it was all his fault. It was both of our faults. But I have definitely learned a lot since I was hit.